The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go, go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
This is your fault. Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. It's Thursday. Is it Thursday? Yeah, it's Thursday. Yeah. For crying out loud, it's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady. There's Brett Fesley. Big Dick Toledo. Off we go. Another glorious day. Perfect day yesterday. Did you end up golfing?
Oh, yeah.
You played in that? Oh, nice.
Got,
work.
Three raining moments on the golf course, and right. It was golden.
So basically it rained for a little bit, and then it was nice. It didn't, because
yeah,
it was pouring.
It would go for about 5 minutes. There was one time we did pull under some trees and said, let's wait
out
a little bit. And we made out.
Yeah. Nice.
It's nice.
Yeah. Perfect day. I mean, I went outside.
It was.
Like 74 degrees. Yeah. And then it bumped back up into the 80s and stayed there the whole day. Perfect.
It's like Caddyshack.
Yeah.
I don't think the heavy stuff's going for a little while.
Well, I would have stayed out in that, too. If you've golfed in the rain, is it lightning? There's some thunder.
There was.
You'd probably get
that
a couple of zaps.
That was kind of cool. We were definitely looking at that, saying, where is it? And where we were located, it seemed like it was moving southwest.
Yeah, because then you would be like the Caddyshack. Yeah. You end up going to get struck by lightning, but it's worth it. Standing in that rain yesterday was awesome. But, it's just going to heat back up. We got a nice little break for a day. Nobody saw coming, which is nice. And hopefully everybody took advantage of it because it's going to be humid and gross here. And the place is still on fire, which I can't figure out. Like, it rained all
helped
day.
Helped a little bit.
Yeah, but still. It's still burning. I can't.
Let's evacuate everyone.
And you got to keep them out, too. And that's the right thing to do. I just don't understand. Like, I don't know how fireworks anymore. It's like, you get a lot of... how much rain do you need? Because it was raining pretty good. I figured it would have... My yard had a little layer of water on it, and I'm like, we got a nice amount. There's no fire possible here now.
But by the afternoon, though, the ground was even dried up already. I mean, it dried quick.
It was,
we haven't been raining so long, it like soaked in.
Well, hopefully we can get, somebody said that, like I was watching the news this morning on the thing, in the break room, and they had the thing on, because those guys turned it on, and it said something about a stray shower possible. I'm like, no, it's not.
No.
don't tease me with that.
It's happened to him the last couple of days.
It's not happening today. There will be no stray showers, but it's beautiful, glorious. And tonight we got the Suns game, so you can sit and do that. You got the city abuzz about the Suns and Clippers, and I have fully committed to this Suns team in an awkward way. Whereas Saturday I've got plane tickets. I am going to head on over to Los Angeles. It's Los Angeles. I started thinking about it. Guy I was talking to. I don't know if he wants me to say, it's Kevin Ray. I'm going to say who it is. K-Ray called. He goes, would you like to head on over? And I'm like, heck, I'll go. I'm probably like his eighth choice. He's got like all these other people to go with. But I'm like, shit, I'll go. So, I start to think about it. And then he said something to me. He's, I'll cover this. You grab this. And we're doing this thing. And then he goes, I usually stay at this place. I'm like, okay. And he goes, which do you prefer, top or bottom bunk? I'm like,
whoa.
I know. And then I realized I got to share a room with Kevin Ray of the Suns, and I hope he broadcasts in his sleep. That's the only thing I hope is in the middle of sleep.
Nightmares.
He has sleep. Every time I've shared a room with somebody in any situation at all, their truth comes out, and it's horrifying.
I can't believe you're doing that again.
I can't
after
either.
All these stories.
I know, but I'm going to try it with Kevin Ray because here's the reason why. It's for the show. If Kevin Ray has night terrors where he just, I'll kill you, Al McCoy, like if that just pops out of his mouth in the middle of the night or, whatever. I just don't, my old boxing trainer, Ray, his night terrors were just full-out top-of-the-lung screaming.
Put it here, Al!
Al McCoy with a wham-bam-slam! Ooh! Oh, my God, he's masturbating, and he's loud about it. I found something out about Kevin Ray, Suns announcer Kevin Ray, yesterday. I'm not sure he wants people to know. Should I say?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you think? Should say?
Definitely not.
Yeah, Bray says nobody wants to know. So I had to book the flights, and they need your name and stuff.
Raystein.
No, no, he's not a Jew. And if he was, that wouldn't be a problem. Your name is Cancel the Trip. Raystein. No, I. His middle name is Kevin.
First name. Let's see.
I was kind of blown away that this is not his broadcast name. Because his last name is Ray.
Laser?
Well, no, that would be awesome, but it isn't. If his name was Laser Ray, that would be incredible.
Did he reverse his that's son? Not his last name?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Because I got his real name for what's on his driver's license now. I don't know if he wants people to know this, but I'm going to call him this from here on out, though. It's Richard. Dick Ray.
Why wouldn't you have that?
Why wouldn't you have that? Yeah, I know. No, I don't know. Kevin's, Dick Ray with the Suns broadcast.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah. Good evening, everybody.
I'm Dick Ray. I'm like, oh, that's solid. You're going to giggle at first, and then you're going to be like, this guy's got confidence, or he wouldn't carry that around.
Should use that name.
Like a guy named Richard Holder. I mean, come on. You hang on to that. I'm Dick Holder. It's like, nobody's going to mess with him. That dude knows how to fight. So, yeah. So me and Dick Ray are going to go share a room together and watch some.
Nice.
He's probably texting right now. Please don't tell anyone. Oh, crap. But yeah, I mean, Kevin Ray, good name. Great broadcast name. Solid. But Dick Ray. My last name is Dumb, so I didn't ever have the opportunity to have a cool name like that. But if I was Dick Ray, count on it. I'd have T-shirts made.
Does Dale know this is happening?
He'll find out today. Dale was the friend. You don't want to fly with Dale Hellestray, for God's sakes.
It leans.
Oh, the plane leans. The walk through the airport would be a disaster. I tried to get on JSX, my favorite airline of all time ever. They've changed the way flying works, but they only have one flight back Sunday, and it's like 8 in the morning. And I'm like, that's not going to be a thing. There will be no 5:45 alarm clock day after at all. Because me and Dick Ray are going to get blasted, too. I got a couple other friends that are heading over. They're going to try to get tickets, but they're floating over, too. So I'm committed. I don't know what happened here. But I told Larry this the other day. We were talking. He goes, the Suns thing. Because I was talking about going and watch. I'm focused. I'm canceling other plans to do this. And he goes, isn't that some sort of compromise when you're in a relationship? I'm like, no, compromises. I really enjoy doing this. And these plans aren't as important. But don't you think? No, Larry, I don't think. I think that this is the most important thing I want to do right now. So everything else kind of falls to the wayside while it's going on. I said, why, you ask?
Megan doesn't need me for the birth of the baby.
Right. It's not mine anyway. So, I got a Steve Nash going on. If that's the case, let Leandro go to the hospital. So I got, so Larry's talking, and I'm like, no, that's not the case. And here's the reason why. The Suns haven't been in a Western Conference Finals in 11 years. Haven't been to the finals since 93. Think of the timeline if happens again. I'll be
dead. Another 11 years.
I'll be dead. 60.
Could be a chance.
60, I'll be the finals are 30-year removal. So in 30 years, I'll be 78 years old. If that same time gap happens between 93 and this year, and the Suns happen to follow through and beat the Clippers and go into the finals and win or lose, doesn't matter. It's a 30-year gap between these events even occurring. It's more rare than like eclipses and stuff. So then who knows when that happens again? This is maybe your last shot at it. So when you're a sports fan and you look at things like that, the gap of 11 years, God, if they just go to the finals and lose here, the last time they lost in the Western Conference Finals was 11 years ago. So 11 years from now, I'll be 60.
Well, the big sports fan that Larry is, I can't believe he didn't understand
trying to understand, like, doesn't compromise mean that you have to put those things away? I'm like, no, that's giving in. Compromise is, I want to do this, and you want to do this. How do we both get our way without pissing each other off? That's compromise. Not, okay, I'll just, that's where I think men have lost it. And women, you've won this battle. Is that compromise is, she wants to go antiquing, and the Steelers and Ravens are on. And most men, you have to compromise. And for some reason, compromise became don't do the thing you want to do. Just go do her thing.
Even family
get
together sometimes. Whatever. If it's anti.
No.
It just happened to be on.
Here's the thing about family get togethers. The Western Conference Finals are once a year. And that's it. There's no chance that I can just go over to their house and have a Western Conference Final. That's just once. There's seven nights at max that I can watch this. So if you have a family gathering or something like that, and it's like, well, that just happens to land on this night. I'm not going to that. I'll see your family another time. That's how that works.
It was, I mean, when the Diamondbacks were playing the Dodgers.
You put everything on the line.
Yesterday, I went to that with three other guys. We went Friday, Saturday, and the final game was Sunday, and the Diamondbacks had an opportunity to get rid of L.A.
Yeah.
And Matt Manti, ninth inning, we're sitting there, right there. He loads the bases up.
Oh.
And does 1-2-3 punch out in 11.
I remember that.
11 pitches. We got beers dumped on him. I went Suns and four on the guy back. I mean, no, they dumped
right,
beers on
right.
us. And got out there.
You got to run.
Because we're going, yeah.
Well, mine might actually be a Suns and four, but I ain't fighting anybody in L.A. They carry weapons in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
I might be able to handle myself a little bit, but not with an entire crowd of 18,000 people that are rooting for the other team. But
I wanted to swing so hard at Jeannie Buss, but
yeah,
I just couldn't.
Jeannie Buss has an attitude, and you should have taken her down. Dick Ray and I will handle ourselves. I'm like a sidekick. Dick Ray and John. Like, that is the what a name. Yeah, I want to be a broadcaster. Alongside my broadcast partner, John Holmberg, I'm Dick Ray. God damn it. I would say it every time we broadcast something. God damn it, that sounds great every time you do that. Who's playing tonight? But yeah, so I'm fully committed, and I think everybody should be. And also, we need to relearn what commitment is, because I learned from Larry that most guys think commitment is, I'll just not do the thing I want to do and do what you want to do. That's giving in. That's not compromise. Compromise is halvesies. That's how it's supposed to go.
If you can do it, you do it. But every once in a while,
Why do I have to collapse? Why is it only compromise
no,
if
don't.
I collapse?
You don't have to every time.
Not gonna, Brady. I don't even have anything to compromise. I'm just yelling at Larry from 2 days ago. But you can't just drop everything and do that because... I'm like, no, why can't she? Why couldn't someone else do that? Why can't the girl ever drop everything and let you do your thing? You're a dick when that happens. If you're a good guy, if you just don't, that's the key. If you don't do something you love, she's happy with you.
It's when it's out of whack.
That's a total out of whack thing. So going to Los Angeles, I'm gonna sleep on the bottom bunk at least for starters. And then if Dick Ray is, if I get cold,
sounds
Dick Ray
like a nice hostel. That
yeah, I told him
K.
we should
Ray
stay
like
at the Hotel Cecil.
I was just going to say,
yeah, I want to go to the Cecil. I want to go down to Skid Row. But it's too late to cancel our suite. We're in a suite together. That's right. It's Los Angeles. Everybody who books a room together is twink. So we'll look good. Mr. Dick Ray, your room's ready. You going to bring your big bald twink along? That's us. That's us, Kevin. Stop calling me Dick Ray. I love it. So I had to throw that out there. Because that is the better name. And he's legend. Al McCoy, well, they just tell him in a meeting today, we're going to let you go. We got Dick right now. He's probably tried to hide this for years. Shouldn't be friends with me then. That's your biggest problem. Shouldn't have asked me to go. But it should be great. Can't wait. Suns tonight, hopefully go up 3-0. I've also never been to a clinching game in any way, shape, or form in basketball playoffs. Or baseball, now that I think about it. I've never... Any series, I've never been to the clincher. I did go to a Coyotes when they were in that playoff run a few years ago. And Paul was handing me tickets like crazy. I'm like, all right, I'll make these trips. And I started to like get into I loved that. That was a fun run. I would never claim to be a super Coyotes fan, but that was fun. And I watched
time
them
the playoffs clinch. Kick in.
They played playoffs. Nashville, and they beat Nashville on home ice. And it was the first time they'd ever had a handshake and walked off the ice. Winners. So playoffs are pretty awesome. Should be great. Should be fun. We'll see. I got an email from this guy. I got to read you. This is hilarious. Because the Atlanta Hawks are playing the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals. If you're paying attention to the Suns, you should probably pay attention to the other two teams. Get to know them. This guy says, Dear John, I have a stunning girlfriend, and she pulled a Megan 911. You know, the whole city is talking about basketball right now. My girl and I are watching the Hawks highlights before their game, which he said tonight, which was last night. And that she noticed that Atlanta has MLK on their jerseys and also on their floor. And she says to me,
I didn't know that he played for the Hawks, too. What a man.
Oh, wow.
She's got to be hot for him to still be with
said,
her. She's
I couldn't let it go. So I fed it for a little bit. Yeah, he was a special guy, very special. Then I started to wonder, is she racist? She didn't even think tribute to Martin Luther King. All she assumed was probably balled out. Anyway, thanks, Kyle. Is it racist to see MLK on the Hawks jerseys and think, oh, yeah, it must be a tribute for when he played for them? That's almost IKEA-ish.
I was going to say, she went to Juneteenth lunch at IKEA, too.
Which I'm struggling with.
You'd have been a little more upset a year previous when it was MLK High School. Oh, he went to high school.
I think because that's so – but with basketball, for them to throw MLK on their jerseys, it's like a tribute to their greatest player. She didn't even put it together that he's like Atlanta. I think that's fantastic. She must be
– smoking.
An angel. Like she puts jeans on and does that thing where the waistband gets to the bottom of the ass and she's got to start jumping a little bit because it just kind of has to slide in. Like a well-packed pillow. Oh.
This guy needs to send a picture just so we can make sure. You know
what?
You know.
Congratulations. Whatever you're doing.
Did she look at the Bucks and go, wow, they also have a job at Motorola? They work there?
Yeah, she's that bright. She's picking up Motorola's logo. I bet.
Do all of them work at Motorola as engineers?
And they play basketball?
You're kind of smart. And at the same time, what the hell was that? Yeah, but the MLK jerseys and thinking, maybe, I had a dream that they'd put in a three-point line in my day. MLK goes off with a triple-double and then unites both teams with an amazing speech.
Right after the speech, he triple-doubled.
Yeah.
In your face, bitch! And one. We have to pass to the white guy, Herder. He hits everything. I don't want to pass to him. Oh, I have a dream that someday my Atlanta Hawks will pass the ball to the white players as well.
It's pretty awesome. So, yeah, I want to believe that that's true, too, that MLK said, I would be with you. Someday I want to get there, but I might not be with you because the Hawks have a road weekend. We got back-to-backs with Miami. I have a dream that we get to the Western Conference Finals. And beat the Greek Freak. I would love to see it. And they play the thing before, but
that's how they came up with March Madness.
If Eggleston could do me a favor and just put MLK's head on an Atlanta Hawks body, so I could see what he'd look like in the uniform, it would be pretty great.
That'll happen soon.
Yeah, Photoshop that for me, just so I can see him crossing the guy over. Broke ankles, bitch.
Preferred on Dominique.
Slide
to the hoop. Give just me, throw well, one down.
Do it on Spud Webb.
Yeah, do it all. It's probably about the same height. That's probably more accurate. Don't give me a number I know, because if I see the 21 of Dominique, I'm going to be like, that's Dominique's body. I know the difference there. Give me somebody I don't. Don't do John Konkak either, because I'll recognize that big white doughy thing.
Tree Rollins.
Perfect. Tree Rollins. I think he was number two, but it's enough that I would think that maybe MLK looks like that. And if you could, whoever Photoshops it, have it to where it's a stoppage and play and his hands are on his hips and he's just standing there. And MLK's just so it looks like he's also contemplating his next words for racial justice. He played for the Hawks. He's in the Ring of Honor. That is something, though, that I started to think about, too, is after. And is it racist? Is it sort of a racist thought? She immediately assumed black guy played for the Hawks just because they're giving him tribute. It's a little racist.
That depends on the hotness, where she is on the hotness scale.
Yeah, if she's so hot, she's too dumb to be racist.
Right.
Like I don't think it's anything to be canceled about.
No.
I've told this story 100 times, but my friend's wife, that was Cindy Crawford Jr., sat on that in that small California city on that porch of carved out wooden figurines. And she was rocking in a chair and it was crowded, small town. She starts screaming,
Richard, John!
What is it?
Look at me, I'm a porch monkey!
What's she doing?
I'm a porch monkey.
What's happening? Shut up!
Shut up! I'm a porch monkey.
She's pointing down because all the figurines, the wooden carved out things, were monkeys on a porch,
and had no idea,
no clue. I mean, we ran to her, going, "Shut your what? What's wrong, with
honey?
You need to shut up. What is wrong with you?
What are you saying?
Do you know what you were screaming?
Yeah, that it was a porch.
Just don't do it again.
Why? What's wrong with that?
She had no idea. She was raised in a bubble of hotness and beauty where she got away with everything and nobody ever questioned what she said and everybody's and she didn't know. She just did not know, which is more beautiful than anything else. She didn't know that was a slur.
More figurines were on the driveway of the house. And
don't do it, Brady. No, this didn't happen. Don't embellish the story any further. You'll get canceled. No, you've got a funny one lined up, but we don't need to go down
not
the road.
Not going to do it. No need.
You started to do it.
I'll
you were
just
stopped.
Go ahead.
No, you don't encourage. Don't you
do it?
Do it in the hallway. Do it in the hallway like a decent human being would. Do it like we're supposed to do it from now on, privately, quietly, and whispering it to friends, not out in public. Hide it like we used to do.
What if he does it over Chicago? Is that okay?
Well, no, he can't because no. If it like my story actually occurred.
Yes, Brady's, this was real. I was adding.
Brady's adding racism.
Damn it.
To an already confused story. I apologize for what Brady was thinking. No, don't. I saw your eyebrows go. Stop.
I'm not doing anything, but which is amazing about Cindy Crawford Jr.
Mm-hmm.
To not know.
That's right.
I never heard that term.
That's right. Well said. Eat your IKEA and be quiet. And I have to wonder, the IKEA thing, as we're also sensitive to race now. Everybody keeps telling you, don't be racist, don't be racist. And they're so fast to point out race. A guy who does, I think it's Jay Williams, who writes ESPN articles. He's a... Yesterday says that, I forget who he was talking about, but he said it was the first time the Celtics have hired a coach of color. They hired a black coach. I'm like, Bill Russell was their coach in the 60s.
Yeah.
He was a player coach. Casey Jones in the 80s. And we're so fast to race bait that stories don't even have to make sense. Like, the first black coach the Celtics have ever had, and I'm like, that's like the fifth. It's not even close to their first one. They were the first ones by far when Bill Russell said, I'll do this. And just coached them to championships while he played. No apology, nothing that I've seen so far. It's just crazy. But is it... so we have to think race all the time. The IKEA thing. Insensitive, sure. But isn't it kind of an olive branch?
Bracing.
I understand the watermelon part, but we got to get that thing back to normal.
What, watermelon?
Yeah, we got to get that back out of the racist category. And it's white people's fault. I mean, it used to be the food that was fed from the master to the slave. It was cheap and easy. So that became this thing that everybody likes it. Can we not hang on to this? And in psychology and psychiatry, it's called saddlebagging. You take something that everybody's apologized for and you say, we're going to let that one go. That's compromise.
Yeah.
The watermelon thing is going to go. Now, don't use it derogatorily, but it's no longer a racist fruit because I love it. And if I'm with my friend Reggie and watermelon's there, I'm going to want some, but I'm never going to reach for it. It can't be so guarded as a food. It's delicious. So take the watermelon out of the IKEA menu. How amazing is that menu to most people of color?
Looked good.
IKEA's food's not very good. They finally had a menu that was interesting. That fried chicken. I don't like collard greens. That's not for me. But that's because it's aimed at a different type of people.
Mac and cheese. And what else was on that
list?
If
it was Ganesh Day and they did chicken tikka masala and all sorts of stuff.
Right.
It's tribute.
Yeah.
So I think it was just kind of a misguided, made people angry because it came out of left field from IKEA. And I'm not defending my Swedes. Maybe a little bit. But it's the watermelon thing. We got to get this thing off the racist side of the line and put it back over with just everybody loves it. It doesn't know it's racist, watermelon. It has no idea it's being used that way. And there isn't a soul on the planet who doesn't like it. It's amazing.
Someone's got one popped with a hole in it right now with a bottle of vodka pouring into it.
It does. It's the fruit that keeps on giving. And it's built like a bowl so you can pour things in it. There's nothing better than a watermelon salad with a little buffalo mozzarella, buffalo mozz, a buffaletta. Forget it. Get a little sea salt on that. And the next thing you know, I'm with Reggie, and I'm like, I'm going to have to, let's have a burger. I can't even order it with. What do you have, man? Hang on, I got to whisper something to the waitress. Get the number 3 on the list there.
We don't have number 3, sir.
The melon salad.
The watermelon, shut up.
I'll have the fruit.
Yeah, I'll have the big fruit salad. Hold all the other fruit except for the red.
I'll have the red fruit.
You just want apples?
No, you know what I'm talking about. And then my eyes would go to Reggie. You know.
Oh, one melon salad, sir. I get it.
No, not.
And that's where you got to be bold, John.
Yeah.
You just order.
I know. That's you at a restaurant. You're a bull.
No.
I don't think the word watermelon salad is falling out of your mouth. I know what you said. I said you're a bull. Walk in and be damned.
Collard greens and chicken, please, for me and my entire crew. I have mostly blacks in my crew, so I assume I've ordered properly. My male Tyrone, what do you want? I know what you guys want. I'm a bull. I'm an ordering bull.
Yeah, it just has to be that way. Anyway, I think I've made my point. But IKEA tried. It came across insensitive, hilarious, let's be honest. And then, people are talking about it. The NCAA even said it's okay. Atlanta. They were mad at him, but they're like, all right, I know what you're doing, but it was just a really bad idea. We were there at the Costco that day, and they were doing free memberships. Or sign up with a membership, and you got a free watermelon. And there was a line of people outside.
I've seen it.
I'm not kidding. Brady and I walked by, and we're like, this, the big sandwich board sign that said membership, free watermelon. Yep. And when Brady and I left, we're like, this, we need to take a picture of this. Because it was a line of people. Very few whites.
Urban.
What location was this at?
It was in Preston. Was that Elliot?
Elliot. Oh, okay. All right. By the old station.
Yeah. We were getting pizza. And we thought it was a weird giveaway, but they hit the ball out of the yard.
Got some memberships that
day. They got
membership,
like 20 of them lined up outside, like, I'm here for the giveaway. We knew you'd come. Nobody got mad at them. But yeah, the IKEA thing. I mean, I thought that was like a traditional Southern dish. I thought that was a good thing.
Yeah.
Like chicken and collard greens. That's what that one black girl that was trying to introduce us to Southern food, because I said I'd never had it. I don't know that I'll like it. She brought us that like a couple of times from the ATL Wings lady.
Yeah.
She came in and she's like, here's chicken and here's what we eat. And I'm like, okay, I couldn't say that. I couldn't give you this plate and go, I know this is what you eat. It's rude. But IKEA tried and struck out. But I don't think, honestly, is it that bad? Big Pee-Pee's chimed in. He said, I'll never forgive Peckerwoods. And I effing hate watermelon. I hate watermelon, you mayo-eating ass mofo. F you, you baiting ass woodpecker. See, this is where conversation is not going forward, Big Pee-Pee. This is not. You don't have to ever forgive us, Peckerwoods. I understand. I don't know that I'd ever forgive the Peckerwood either. But can we get watermelon back to where it's just comfortable? And you may not like it. And I don't like mayonnaise. Let's unite on that. Let's unite on not liking the stereotypes we're tied with. I hate mayonnaise. I think it's gross.
I like both.
Together, which is gross.
I could do that.
Brady likes a nice watermelon mayo dip.
What is wrong with you?
He'll eat anything.
It's terrible.
It's a garbage disposal. Look at him. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.